I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a visit with the Vice President of Operations at Tramontina Cookware's 1 million square foot distribution center in Sugarland, Texas. Tramontina is a century-old, family-owned Brazilian-based company with a presence in more than 120 countries. In addition to a wide array of high-end culinary utensil offerings, Tramontina also produces agricultural and gardening tools and much more. Come along and join the conversation.
I'm Luis Sgandarla, VP of Operations of Tramontina USA, being in the company with almost 50 years.
And you started in South America?
Correct. Tramontina is a Brazilian company. We are located in south of Brazil. And so we started that. I moved to different facilities there and moved to U.S. back in 1994.
And that was because you had so much business in the United States?
Correct. Back there, we were starting to do business with some major retailers in the U.S., so we decided to move and have our own distribution center in the Houston area.
Do you have a presence in Europe, too?
Correct. We have offices and distribution centers all over the world in about 30 different locations.
But as far as actual manufacturing a product?
All our manufacturing is located in Brazil. We have all our 10 factories in Brazil. And distribution centers all over the world.
Here in Sugarland, do you have manufacturing?
Currently, no. We have distribution center and light packaging. We bring some items in bulk and we pack them here, some special packages for different customers.
Talk to us for a moment what you're best known for and the breadth of your product line.
Yeah, cookware has been our business, our main business for many, many years. We produce all types of cookwares in stainless steel, aluminum, anodized, cast iron. So that's what we are known for. But Tramontina produces more than 20,000 different items. So
Wow. We
have other areas in tools, garden tools, hand tools, electric equipment. So there is other areas that we... But in the U.S. is basically housewares, cookware, kitchen knives.
It would seem that at some point you would reach this optimal technological design of a knife, for example, perfection. But is that not true? Are you constantly refining and evolving?
Yes, as you can expect, in kitchen knives and cookware, there is not anything really. We have a large group of people here doing product development. We are always trying to find different opportunities, new products, but you can get creative up to a certain point. At the end of the day is a cookware. But
Yeah. We
have been playing a lot with colors and handles and different looks for our product.
Yeah.
I think we have been pretty successful with that.
And ergonomic evolution, does that part
exactly
of
it? That's ergonomic on the handles and several different things on that aspect. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's a never-ending quest, right?
Exactly. We have a group of probably about 20 people here doing product development, and that's what they pursue every day: new ideas, new colors, new designs to catch the consumer eye.
From the consumer's perspective, what would you recommend to look for in a culinary knife set?
You probably want to look for something durable and good quality, a forged knife. We have, like for instance, we have a line of forged knives. It's products that last for a lifetime, a good quality, a fine edge knife. That's basically the recommendation.
And where do you source the finest high-grade steel?
Most of our steel are producing in Brazil, but we also import some steels from Europe, mainly from Germany. We have some lines of knives that we produce with German stainless steel.
In what process, what part does annealing and heat treatment of the steel, how important is that?
Oh, it's
everything.
It's everything, yeah. In a knife especially. It tells you how long that knife gonna last.
But how do I, as a consumer, know that?
There is not much. When you grab the knife, you cannot identify that. But definitely you need to look for a good knife, a name brand that can assure you that is a good quality knife.
Mm-hmm.
Forged knives are usually the best in the market.
So you want to look for that stamp of forged.
Definitely.
As a starting point.
Yes. And associated with a good brand.
Mm-hmm.
Tramontina, I hope.
In Tramontina, where is its main retail distribution? Where would the consumer most likely find your product?
Today, we sell for all the major retailers in the U.S., Walmart, Sam's, Costco, Target, and several others. And e-commerce is a big part of it, so the consumers can find our product online.
I heard earlier an interesting story about you and how you were just hit in the face with COVID, and yet you turned it around to your advantage. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was crazy what happened 2 years ago. And when we all got concerned with COVID hitting us, and suddenly that cookware became, everybody stay at home, cookware became the big thing because we all need to eat every day. And I think most of us realized that we did not have enough pots and pans and knives. So
it was more than that, because I was told that you realized that you didn't have to have a retail presence. You could still continue online, and you did wonderful.
Yes, our online business was amazing. It still is, and we got a large share of market due to COVID. So we used to play here that the COVID was the salesman of the month here, because every month COVID was doing really very well for us.
So it follows that post-COVID world, your business model will forever change because of that. You will continue putting your emphasis to online virtual world, right?
Right, and we have been investing on that. Is definitely today about 15% of our business is online, and is a business that continues to grow. And so we are making investments here inside the company. We did some investments. We continue investing in the e-commerce, in drop shipment, because we believe that that's the way to go. And our product works very well for e-commerce.
And again, of your whole product line, is there one item that you're most known for, a flagship item? What would it be?
Yeah, it's cookware, not exactly one piecing, but it's cookware in general. I think we are having success with nonstick pots and pans, and also cast iron has been a huge part of our business in the last few years, cast iron cookware.
There isn't much competition. I know there's large cast iron.
Yeah, yes, that's correct.
That's about it, domestically,
yes. Yeah. Everybody else, importers, basically. So we are one of them, but we try to have a good quality product, and we have been very successful. And if you read our reviews online, consumers really, really appreciate the quality of the product.
Looking in from the outside, one thing I'm curious about, most of your manufacturing in Brazil.
Correct.
Do you have any manufacturing here in Sugar Land, Texas?
No. Like I said, we do some packaging here, but manufacturing we do only in Brazil. We bring the items, pack them here. We concentrate our manufacturers in Brazil.
Here you are in Brazil, and you want to have a physical presence in the United States.
Right.
You could have chosen anywhere. Why did you choose Sugar
Land,
Texas?
It's a good question. We initially moved to U.S. back in 1986 when we opened our first facilities in Houston. We chose Houston at the time because it's a central point in the United States, and definitely for the port of Houston. And in 1999, we decided to move to Sugar Land. This business park is really fit our needs well. Then we had this great relationship with the city of Sugar Land, and we love the area here, so we have been here for over 20 years.
So you purpose-built all of your physical plant here?
Yes, correct. We own our own buildings, and we build our buildings here in the Sugar Land Business Park.
And how many square feet total do you have here?
Today we have a little over 1 million square feet in warehousing in the two buildings here on this campus.
And that's just for packaging and distribution?
Packaging, distribution, inventory, that's what we decide. We need to have local inventory here so we can react quick to our customers' needs. They really appreciate what we do, and so we continue investing in these facilities.
And a naive question looking from the outside, why would you not consider or do the pro forma to manufacture here?
It's a question that we already have our factories in Brazil. We invest, are modern than factories with a lot of automation. So we'll be doubling our investment if we need to invest in another factory here when we already have the facilities there.
Are there labor advantages to continue manufacturing in Brazil versus here?
We don't have labor problems in Brazil.
No, I know, but the cost of labor.
Oh, yeah. Even though the cost of labor in Brazil is not that cheap, it's less expensive than here, but still is not cheap.
But that's an advantage versus...
Definitely. But the main advantage is because we are a 111 years company, so we have all our roots on that south of Brazil where we have all our factories.
Going back in time 110 years, how did it start? Why did it start?
Yeah, it was...
Who was it?
Mr. Tramontina was a family business. They started with this manufacturing of pocket knives. Mr. Valentin Tramontina and his wife, they started that. And they continued. The sons and now the grandsons. And the great-grandsons are now starting also. So we are in the fourth generation of Tramontina. But that's what started. These Italian immigrants that moved to Brazil and... start to do pocket knives.
Wow. And, is it still a family-owned corporation?
It's still a family-owned business. It's owned by two families, the Tramontina family and the Scomação family.
Is it like privately held?
Privately owned, privately held in Brazil by the two families. So we are, like I said, on the fourth generation now. But we still have the second generation still there, the third.
Wow.
Yeah, Ms. Scomação is now 92 or 93 years old. He still go to the office every day.
That's really cool. Does the fourth generation, do they come here to Sugarland?
Yes. They visit us a few times during the year. We have monthly meetings with our shareholders. And so it's still, they are very engaged into the business. And even though they let us run the company the way we feel that we need, but they are still very involved on that, yes.
And how about you? Where did you grow up and how did you come to work?
Yeah, Tramontina is located in a small towns in Brazil, and I'm one of those. I born in the city that Tramontina actually started. So my father worked for Tramontina his entire life, and one day he got home and said, "Hey, we have a job for you in the office." I was 14 years old. At that time, you could work with when you were legally working with 14 years old. So here is 51 years later, I'm still with the company.
And when did you transfer from Brazil to here?
Back in 1994, I was at the time managing our distribution center in São Paulo, and the business were growing here in the U.S., so they invited me. At the time, they told me that was for 5 years. I think they forgot me here. It's 30 years already.
That's funny. How do you keep fresh and vital? How do you continue to evolve?
Oh, yeah, okay. We are present on the market. We need to see what's out there. We try to come out with ideas. We go to trade shows. And the fact that we have an international operations, we are always looking what is happening in Europe, U.S., and other parts. So try to be innovative, creative every day to be in front of this business.
That's really cool.
We also ship from here to Mexico and Canada, which is also very convenient for us. Sugar Land has been our home for over 20 years, so we really love the place here, love the community, and we are making more investments here in Sugar Land. We're going to definitely continue growing the business here.
So for further information?
My name is Luis Sgandella. I'm the VP of Operations of Tramontina USA division, tramontina.com.
And you guys have Facebook or YouTube?
Yes, we have all, yes, definitely all of that.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Sugar Land, Texas. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
Ciao, Maria, non ci dormi quando.